Ukrainian President Zelensky to address World Economic Forum's Globalist Davos Summit. By Kurt Zindelka on May 14, 2022. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky will address the Globalist Forum of Elites in Davos, Switzerland later this month, the World Economic Forum, WEF, announced on Friday. The annual meeting of business elites and government leaders will once again take place in the Swiss ski resort of Davos later this month after being held virtually during the prior 2 years during the Chinese coronavirus crisis. On Friday, the Klaus Schwab-led group announced, the President of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, will join our annual meeting virtually as the war continues to devastate his country. The meeting, which will run from May 22 to 26, will feature globalist heavyweights such as European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, Joe Biden's Special Presidential Envoy for Climate, John Kerry, German Climate and Economy Minister Robert Habeck, the Director General of the World Trade Organization, Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, and European Central Bank Chief Christine Lagarde. Since the full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February by Russian forces, Zelensky has become a staple on Western media and has frequently appeared via video link in parliaments and congresses around the world, including the British, Canadian, and German parliaments, and the Congress of the United States. The comedian-turned-president previously addressed the World Economic Forum in January of 2020 and has a biography page on the WEF's website dedicated to him. Following the escalation of the invasion of Ukraine, which began with the annexation of the Crimea in 2014, the World Economic Forum announced that it would be suspending ties with Russia. President Putin has previously been featured at Davos meetings. "We are not engaging with any sanctioned individual and have frozen all relations with Russian entities," a WEF spokesman said in March. Describing what is to be expected this year, the WEF, which has spearheaded the idea of a great reset of capitalism in the wake of the Wuhan virus pandemic, said, "Against a backdrop of deepening global frictions and fractures, it will be the starting point for a new era of global responsibility and cooperation." The announcement of Zelensky's Davos attendance comes after the European Union announced that it would be sending an additional €500 million in military aid to Ukraine. This follows the U.S. House of Representatives, including all but 57 Republicans, voting to send another $40 billion in military and other forms of aid to Ukraine on Tuesday. The U.S. bill still needs senatorial approval. But despite widespread economic issues across the U.S. under the Biden administration, there is bipartisan support to send more American taxpayer dollars to the war-torn country. It also comes as the NATO is looking to expand its membership to include Sweden and Finland, with Prime Minister Boris Johnson already signing defensive pacts with the two Scandinavian countries and pledging British soldiers to their protection while they consider joining the military alliance. The global food crisis, in part a result of the invasion of Ukraine, which is one of the top food producers in the world, will also likely serve as a topic of conversation at Davos. Under the WEF's previously stated goals for its Great Reset, the globalist group has advocated for humans consuming lab-manufactured meat and sustaining themselves with protein from bugs for a supposedly more sustainable future. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.